You know what that mask means to my people, Candorus said. Without it, we are lost. Vagabonds wandering the galaxy without a purpose. Recovering the mask could be the key to restoring Mandalorian honor and power.
Revan knew all this. That was why he'd hidden the mask after slaying Mandalore the Ultimate, a final act to demoralize a defeated foe. He'd hoped it would take the Mandalorians generations to recover from the loss of their most revered cultural symbol. Without it, the warlike clans would be too busy fighting among themselves for power to even think about conquering Republic worlds. But if the mask were to be found again...
Whoever finds it will be hailed as the new leader of the clans, Candorus continued. Mandalore will rise again, and the Mandalorians will follow.
Revan knew that Candorus was sharing this knowledge with him out of loyalty. They had been through too many battles together for him to keep this secret. Yet he also understood why Candorus had been reluctant to speak. He was still a Mandalorian, and he feared for the future of his people. The wounds of the Mandalorian Wars were still fresh in the minds of the Jedi and the Republic. The looming specter of a Mandalorian army unified by a single warlike leader would not be ignored. Even if the Jedi Council refused to take action again, the Senate would send its fleets to crush the potential threat before it could begin.